Well, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church family, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the answer. As many times as we have heard it and shared it, it's never going to change. Jesus is never going to change. I'd just like to encourage you today, because he's encouraged our spirit to say what we're saying, even if we don't even open the B-I-B-L-E. You know what that is, right? The Bible. Because the Bible is in your heart. The kingdom of heaven is within you and me. Come on, somebody. If it ain't, I would advise you to get it in you. Uh-huh. Let it be inside of you, not on the outside, because the song they used to sing in the day, they used to say something on the inside working on the outside brought about a change in my life. Amen. You know, we don't sing them songs no more because we don't want to change. But the Holy Ghost, hey, glory, working, is working every day in our life, bringing about a change. Changing our attitude, changing our mindset, changing the way we think and changing the way we act and changing the way we walk. Amen. The Holy Ghost, they say something on the inside, but it's the Holy Ghost. Hey, oh, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not the Ghost Holy, but the Holy Ghost on the inside working. It's working for me. Amen. And sometimes folks are trying to make you believe that the Holy Ghost ain't working no more. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is still working. Hallelujah. In your life. Hallelujah. Right now and in my life. Glory be to God. I got on a little bit late. Amen. This is Praise Sunshine of Faith International Ministry Worldwide with our chief apostle, Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn, and your truly apostle, Reginald Fender. Thank you all for tuning in. Amen. I get excited sometimes, amen, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul, amen, crying out right now because, see, that it's something about the name of Jesus. Amen. It's not just water off a duck's back. Every time, the more you call them, the more you want to call them. The more you go to church, the more you want to go to church. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. Come on. The more you read your Bible, the more you want to do it. You more you want to read your Bible. Come on. Because see, when it's something about the word of God and the spirit of God and the presence of God. When you talk about God, it rejuvenates and revives and it illuminates your mind and my mind and my and our spirits. Amen. To want to run on and see what the end gonna be. We know that's gonna be heaven. Amen. Come on, somebody. I wish I had a church with me today. Amen. Glory be to God. Because you know, all you got to do is just think about what he done. Amen. 20 years ago. Oh, God, can you think back that far forever? Yes, amen. And it's just like it just happened today. Amen. That's how good God has been to us. Amen. He done something 30 years ago, 50 years ago, took that taste, cigarette taste, alcohol taste, crack taste, dope taste, street corner, prison, out of your spirit and my spirit, amen, and put the Holy Ghost there all those years. Somebody sing it down through the years. God been good. You know he had down through all those years. You can think about those years, and it's just like he just did it. Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody, a witness out there. It's just that's why, no wonder why we say, well, now think about it. See, you got to think about how good God's been to you and been to me. And it'll make you get excited. It'll make you run. It'll make you speak in tongues. It'll make you jump and leap. And for joy, amen, it'll make you, you know that our stuff used to make you jump and leap. Why you can't leap for Jesus? You know that all the stuff that you had a hold of or it had a hold of you and me. It made you run. It made you laugh at everything you saw, that wacky weed. But you know the Holy Ghost better than that. It make you run. It make you cry when ain't nobody by. See, you don't need a substitute. Just the real deal. What is that, preacher? Jesus. Get some J-E-S-U-S in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This season we got folk, amen, going broke. I mean, go broke for Jesus. Good God Almighty, yes, Lord. They going broke, getting toward, going broke, amen, on Christmas, going broke on New Year, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with this one and keep up with that one, trying to cover them folks' stuff, covering their car, covering their neighbor's ox, covering their horse, and then covering their house, yeah, trying to keep up with everybody else, amen. Hey, go broke for Jesus, amen. He'll give you that stuff. He said, yes, he said he would give you that stuff, amen. Hallelujah, if you walk right. And if I walk right, you say, no good thing. Well, I withhold, I come to encourage you tonight. No good thing will I withhold from you that walk upright. What you mean walk right? Amen. You know, you got to walk like Jesus want us to walk. Good God, and he'll put a blessing on you and me. Amen. Yes, you will. I'm talking about Jesus. I don't know the Jesus you talking about. Amen. And they kind of don't call Jesus too now. Come on, get this Jesus straight. They got a dope called Jesus, and they say, "What you got? I got that Jesus, man. You got to be careful when folks say they got Jesus." Amen. How's the kite? Eyes green. Come on, somebody. Amen. And talking funny. Come on. You got this is not the Jesus. I'm talking about the Jesus Christ, Jehovah God's Son, only begotten Son, that for whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Mean when you should not die. Amen. And when you believe him, when you believe on his son who got up on that cruel cross for you and me, suffered, bled, and died that we might live, and he took the death penalty from you and I, and we live in the day because of him. And yet we won't give him no glory, won't give him no adoration, won't give him no praise, won't thank him, amen, won't worship him, amen. Glory be to God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshiped. He is the very creator. We owe our very existence to God. Come on, somebody say, no, my mother had me. My father had me. I know my parents' name. God is the very one who created this world. Created you, me, your mother, and my mother and father, our parents, and breathed into man nostrils the breath of life, and man became who he is today. He became a living soul. Amen. Because of God's breath in you and I. And we owe our very existence to God. Amen. And we got scientists going around talking about evolution and myth and cosmic atomic explosion happened in the world, came into existence. You know, we got a bunch of lies, but the Bible and John 8:32 say, you shall know the truth. You see, you got all these scientists and spoke lies to you, and then you got sometimes you got this man telling you that Merry Christmas and Santa Claus, and we telling our kids that they're Santa Claus. No, my mother and daddy was Santa Claus. Come on, we lying to these kids. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Come on, glory be to God. No, there's no Santa Claus. Your mother bought those toys, and your father worked hard, and your mother labored to get them toys and put on that tree. Glory, stop lying to them kids and tell them that, I'm the Santa. I just put on a costume and dressed up like Santa Claus. I don't even know who he is, but the real Christ is Jesus. Amen. That's the one we really should display. Amen. That's the one we really should highlight. Come on. I recommend Jesus. Amen. I don't care what's going on in the world today. If I were had to live or die, I would say I speak my last word for Jesus. I know what the man can do and know what he has done down through the years. He is a promise keeper. He will never leave you and me alone. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I was last night. He told me, he said, I got you, Pender. I got you in my hand. That's what he told me. And then he kept going on to say, he said, no, man, glory be to God, I can pluck you out of my hands. And I'm here to convey that to you tonight. You in good hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't care. Come in hell or high water. No man. Hallelujah. Can block you. Hallelujah. And get me out of the capable hands of God. That's our assurance policy I want to keep forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. It reassures me. It gives me confidence. It gives me another day to run on. It makes me shout. It makes me strong. Hallelujah. Because I know that I got somebody's on my side. When my money run out, when my family run out, when my friends leave me, I got a friend named Jesus. And I want to tell the whole world, he promised me and you that he would never, never, ever, never, ever leave us. Hallelujah, because I got you in my hand. And I, hallelujah, and you can't fall. Glory be to God. If you do fall, I'm going to scoop you up. Hallelujah, and I'll put you back where you belong. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And you see, I'm mad to the backslider. Hallelujah, I say, come on, the whole backslider. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Come on, whole. Don't stay out there too long. Hallelujah, Christ loves you. Hallelujah, that's the kind of God I'm talking about. Sometimes we have to tell loved ones who Jesus is. Sometimes we got, there's only a few in the household that's saved. And God is raising up a nation and obey. He got to raise up those kids to tell mama, mama, Jesus don't want you to do that. Daddy, Jesus don't want you to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. So then sometimes mama might get mad and daddy might get mad because the child got to tell them. But you better read your Bible. The Bible says a little child shall lead them. Look at here. And then it went on to say, except we become as little children, we can't even enter, glory be to God, into the kingdom of heaven. You can't be too grown. I can't be too grown. I got to humble myself like a little child and tell God have mercy. Tell God I'm sorry. Tell God I didn't mean it. Glory be to God. And when God sees that you and I mean what we say what we mean, he say, I'm coming. I'm coming at your door. I'm coming to you right now. Hallelujah, I'm coming right now. Don't turn the radio off. Don't hang up the phone. Hallelujah, he's right there, right now, knocking right at your heart, right at my heart, telling you and me, I got you in my hand. Glory be to God. That's an assurance right there. I can go to sleep easy. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to stay right here for a little while and love on him. Hallelujah. Tell them all about my troubles. That's the kind of God when you're in trouble. Hallelujah. He say, I'm a very present help in a time of trouble. And in a time of need, his presence is right there in that room with you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dealing with you and me. Look at here. He's dealing with me first. Hallelujah. I preach it to myself. If I ain't preaching to nobody else, I'm preaching to myself because I need him. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. And more and more and more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can't speak for nobody else. Amen. Just throw that proud and this lifted up himself and lifted up his flesh and got it, everything going on. I'm going to talk to somebody, hallelujah, that got problems. Hallelujah, don't know where the next meal coming from. Don't know how they going to make it. Hallelujah, but I know a man. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah, he said, I am. the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming up to me except they come through Jesus. You see, back in the Old Testament, the Jews knew who Jehovah was.
Excuse me.
And they called him Jehovah God. But Jehovah didn't die. He sent his son to die. And then we got a whole bunch of religions trying to get to God without Jesus. Hallelujah. But you can't. You got to go through Jesus. He said, I am the door. Hallelujah. The sheepfold. You, no man, you, as you come in, you got to come in at the door. Hallelujah. He likened himself like unto the door you come in, enter into. Like your front door. Like my front door. You got to put the key in and come on in. And it's the same way with Jesus. You got to put the key in the door and tell Jesus, repent, and tell Jesus, you're sorry. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I don't care where you at right now. It might be a prison. It might be a hospital room. Just put the key in the door. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I'm standing at the door. Revelation 3:20. And he said, if you open the door, I'm going to come right in, take care of that cancer, take care of that arthritis, take care of that lying spirit, take care of that backbiting spirit, take care of that jailbird spirit, take care of that homelessness, take care of that hunger spirit, take care of that begging spirit, because the Bible said, once we come in Jesus, he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, begging. I ain't got to beg no more. I got money in my pocket now. He gave me a 24-hour job. Hallelujah, glory to me. That's what God will do for you. When he turned you and my life around, I'm reminded of what he told Peter. He said, Peter, when you got converted, stiffen your brother. Tell your brother that I did it for you. Tell your mother I did it. Tell daddy I did it. Tell your auntie and your uncle. Tell sister and your brother that who did it. God did it. Who gave it? How you get that car? God did it. How you pay your rent? God did it. How your lights back on? God did it. How your water still on? How you pay that bill? God did it. Hallelujah. How you get that refrigerator full? God did it. How do you get that wife? God did it. How did you get that husband? God did it. Hallelujah. How you get that check? God did it. When I look, turn around and look at the things that God did. Hallelujah. Nobody could have did what God did. I'm here to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody. Hallelujah. I say nobody. Can do you like Jesus. Nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody can do you and me like Jesus. Sometimes we try to tell it. Tell it all. But if I could sum it up in one word, it would be Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you on a Monday. Thank you on a Tuesday. Thank you on a Wednesday. Thank you on a Thursday. Thank you on a Friday. Thank you right now. Yes, sir. Thank you right now. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Well, I didn't even like myself. I'm dead. Stealing and robbing. Smoking and choking. Hallelujah. Gambling. You don't like yourself when we do those things. Hallelujah. But look at God. Hallelujah. He turned it around. And he just keep on blessing. Every time I turn around, he keep blessing me. Hallelujah. Over and over and over and over. When we don't even deserve it. You know you didn't deserve it, but he gave you that check anyway. You know you should have been in jail, but he kept you out. You know you should have had cancer. You know you should have had AIDS, but God, I wish somebody would say, but God, hallelujah, you think you all had your bag of chips, but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be who you is now. I wouldn't be who I am now if it had not been for the Lord. Hallelujah. On my side. Time to go. Hallelujah. My time is about up. This is Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Dr. Apostle Mary Frances Ogbeni, our chief apostle. Yours truly, Apostle Reginald Pendleton. Thank you. I came in on a little bit late, but I'm glad I was able to share some good news just share the good news with you all. Amen. Just remember, the kingdom of heaven is within you and me. Stir it up. Stir it up. Just like your cup of tea. I bought a gallon the other night, and it wasn't sweet enough for me. That's why I added some sugar to it. See, you got to add some sugar to it. Stir it up, and you'll find out how sweet it is. Sunshine of Faith, International Minister, our Chief Apostle, Dr. Mary Frances Ogbeni, and we don't want to leave this station without it. If somebody's on here that needs prayer, you know, call for prayer, 443-812-9733 for prayer. We just want to pray. Prayer will change your whole life and my life around if you can only believe it. And we thank you for listening and tuning in to Sunshine of Faith International Ministry in Jesus. And God bless you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.